every North American entered, and again, this is just like the first couple glances at the result sheet. It looked like every North American, including Daria for Canada, which it's good to see, qualified. A little bit of a surprise for me, just as I started looking at the qualification sheet. You know, Haley in 28th was cool, but collectively a real team success today, at least, you know, coming into the heats.
Yeah, that's right. And it's funny when you have athletes qualifying 1, 3, and 6, and the ones you're most excited about are the ones who are 24th and 28th. These are Haley's first World Cup points. Julia hasn't skied too many heats on the World Cup, and that just gave our veterans so much fuel today, so much happiness. They really feel like there's a legacy that's being laid down, and it was a great feeling. One of our best qualifications.
Yeah, impressive. So Sophie, obviously, she was second here last year to Stina Nielsen, and I think just the rough glance at stats, she's been in the top 10 quite a few number of times here in Davos. So it seems to suit her, and yeah, a great day. So I'm guessing this probably wasn't a surprise, but again, like you said, it's like you never know what's going to show up on, you know, a Saturday or a Sunday in a sprint.
Yeah, that's right. And we've known that Sophie's been feeling well in training, but also haven't seen a skate sprint yet. She'd only skied one quarter so far this year and not a lot of experience, a little bit of an unknown going into today. So to have her win the qualification by almost 2 seconds was incredible. And so we knew skis were good, and we knew she was feeling good. And on a day like that, you can just sit back and watch these athletes go.